Bill Maher became famous for his TV show Politically Incorrect, in which he invited interesting people from both sides of the aisle to an open debate about the issues of the day. As a host, he proved himself to be informed, affable, funny, and acerbic when he needed to be. He has now turned his ever-curious mind to the subject of religion in a new documentary called Religious. Maher explains that he was born of a Catholic father and a Jewish mother, but was raised Catholic. His family quit the church when he was 13 over the issue of birth control. The parents used it, the church forbade it. Now, to Maher, God makes about as much sense as Santa Claus. The film begins in the Holy Land, at Megiddo, where many Christians and Jews believe Christ will descend bodily at the end of days to raise up the righteous and punish the wicked. Maher, planted there as firmly as any bush on a battleship, declares himself, "I believe religion to be detrimental to the progress of the human race." He says that when you think the world is going to end any day, and you actually look forward to it, it warps your actions in ways that are particularly dangerous now that man has the ability to actually bring about Armageddon all by himself. Maher chooses interview subjects who are on the fringes, and institutions that are patently ghastly, like the Museum of Creation, where there are statues of human beings actually riding dinosaurs. Fundamentalism is a bit of a straw dog. He could have spoken to more middle-of-the-road religious people and gotten far more challenging and interesting answers to his questions. But let's face it, that's not good theater. Maher is, for the most part, at least not out to make anyone look stupid. But a few times he just can't resist, as when an Alabama senator says, through many malapropisms, "You don't have to pass an IQ test to get into the Senate." Or the ex-gay minister, who looks pretty gay to Maher, married to an ex-lesbian wife. They have a couple of kids. He claims that no one is born gay and all homosexuals are sinners living incomplete lives. "So you're like most marriages and never have sex, right?" Maher quips. Time and again, Maher challenges claims that religion is a good guide to morality. Are the Ten Commandments really the best we can hope for? The commandments are silent on slavery, which the Old Testament condones, torture, rape, child abuse, etc. And religion has led to some truly evil behavior, he says, such as burning people at the stake. Well, lest you think Christianity is Maher's only target, he also has no patience for radical Islam's use of the Quran to condone the murder of critical voices. He disapproves of Jews who use workarounds to cheat the Sabbath, Scientologists who teach that we have been invaded by extraterrestrials who live in our bodies and can only be removed by paying a lot of money to the church, and Mormons who believe that every other faith is an abomination and who utterly excommunicate any who question the authority of their prophet Joseph Smith. He never gets around to the polytheistic religions east of Iran, Hinduism and Buddhism, but maybe that's for the sequel. Now, if you're feeling offended by this review, please remember that my job is accurately to describe a film so you can decide if you want to see it. I hope I've done that. My personal feelings, if you want them, Maher misses many of the things that religion has to commend it, such as coordinating an individual with his society, the cosmos, and the passages in his life. I believe that the factual claims of mythology that so perturb him, which are demonstrably untrue if you follow current science, are utterly beside the point. That religion is metaphor, and as such, they're all true. Maher would say I am an enabler, a mafia wife. While I grant him that religion is infecting the world's politics in ways that might be propelling the human project towards disaster, and for that reason, I'm glad of the tiny minority, including Maher, willing to shake their fist at the sky. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.